Welcome back in on a Friday night in KMA land. Time for our continuation of the Barrett Auto Center High School football preview show. Week four is here. Connection show coming up. Scoreboard show after that. But preview show right now. KMA land 11-player action in the state of Iowa. It is still non-district play for Sergeant Bluff Luton at Glenwood. What a matchup, though. Glenwood 3-0. Sergeant Bluff Luton 2-1. Lost tight to Bishop Heland Catholic. And then edged Lewis Central and routed TJ. Impressive stuff there. Great matchup here. It's on our KMA Extreme with Trevor Mader and John Lee. And let's start on the visitor side of things. Justin Smith, the head coach for Sergeant Bluff Luton, on his team start to the year.
Well, we learned when we play pretty well, we're a pretty good team. And we learned when we don't do things right, we're not. We're just not talented enough to not execute well and be successful. The stuff we run, there's a lot of misdirection with it. There's a lot of stuff that kind of defense gets them. And, you know, if it make kids, you know, read keys and give them eye candy, we call it, and, you know, they tend to mess up a little bit. So that's a lot of it. We have good speed. And our skill position players are great blockers, too. You know, we say if you don't block in this offense, you don't play. So our split ends are great blockers. Our wings, our backs are all great blockers. And our QB even gets involved in the blocking schemes of a lot of our plays.
Well, Glenwood is their foe tonight. And Coach Smith taking a look at this Rams team that has been very, very impressive with wins over Atlantic, Harlan, and Creston.
Everybody's going to be bigger than we are. So let's start with that one. They have good size up front, and we don't. So we have to play at good pad level and use our quickness as our advantage. They're using two QBs, one they like to throw with a little bit more, one they like to run with a little more, and that always presents a little challenge for the defense. Just overall, Coach Foss does a really nice job down there, and he has for a long time.
All right, that's the visitor side of things. Let's go to the home side, where Glenwood Rams head coach Corey Foss is excited for his team, coming off of a dominant win over Creston after road victories over Atlantic and Harlan. Here he is on that Creston victory.
Creston gave us all we could handle that first quarter. They're really well coached and did some, maybe not trick plays, but some things just to kind of keep us off balance there for a while. And our guys did a nice job just hanging in there and making some adjustments and communicating and doing those things. A highlight was we were able to break the single game individual rushing record, which Scott Reed will go down as the record holder on that one. But, you know, that's a team thing. TJ Smith, Trace Johnson, Jordan Taylor, Mason Kohler, and Drake Boothie are starting offensive linemen, and those guys don't get enough credit, really, for us on both sides of the ball. I think they've been really a key to our success, the line plays, as well as Jacob Bell starting on the defensive line and Josh Taylor. So that was a fun night, a fun thing. To be able to do that and put some points on the board.
Huge matchup tonight with Sergeant Bluff Luton. Another test here for the Rams.
I try to pride myself on putting our players in the best situation to be successful. So there's a lot of film study on our end, and then we've got to be able to communicate that and make it simple so our players know what's going on and they're able to execute and see things on the field as well. So yeah, they're just a heck of a team. They've got just a couple really good running backs. They've got, you know, they don't throw the ball a lot, but when they do, they are deadly. They've got a couple just really fast kids that make plays. The quarterback can run and throw. Both of those guys are back. They got a 1,000-yard rusher that's back. And then number 44 can just do everything. He's just a beast on both sides of the ball and can block and catch and run and do all the stuff, as well as, you know, their line play is really good as well. So, Sergeant Bluff, we're excited for an opportunity to get to play those guys. I think they're as good as anybody in the state, so it'll be an awesome, awesome challenge for us, and I'm really excited to get going this week.
Corey Foss, head coach for the Glenwood Rams, as they get set tonight to host Sergeant Bluff Luton on our KMA Extreme. Trevor Mader, John Lee will have the play-by-play and the video stream tonight. Also tonight, Harlan at Denison Sleswig, Matt Goebbels providing reports from that one. And we've got Carroll at Lewis Central. Carroll, of course, earlier this week voting to join the Hawkeye 10 Conference, where Lewis Central's on its way out, so I don't know what you call that. Nick Laughlin will provide reports, let's call it that. Atlantic at Storm Lake, also tonight Creston at Des Moines Christian, Central Decatur's at Colfax Mingo, and then how about the Battle of Council Bluffs with TJAL, Pete Turner, providing reports from this one. I mentioned him a little bit earlier, but this is actually where Pete Turner will be tonight as AL and TJ match up. And earlier this week, Peter Kilberg talking with KMA Sports a little bit about his team's 2-1 start.
Coming off last week, we felt like our offense didn't fully execute the way it needed to. We felt like we stalled out a lot of drives, and that we left quite a few points on the board. So, you know, we'll take the win always. A win's a win. But we were a bit disappointed with how the offense kind of played out. So our big focus this week will be, you know, trying to set those guys right, get them back on track with kind of what we were doing the first couple weeks of the season. And that was really establishing the run game, setting that line of scrimmage up front. We ran the ball really well through the first two games against both Lamar's and Sioux City North. We just got to limit our turnovers. We had a couple turnovers against both of those teams so far. We had another two Friday night against Denison. So we're really harping, hanging on to the ball, trying to win that turnover margin. Our defense didn't have any turnovers this last game, but did through the first couple. So that'll be really important moving forward, is that we are flying around the field defensively, creating turnovers, and offensively we're hanging on to the ball and then finishing and converting those drives into points.
ALTJ, great rivalry matchup. Certainly they've played since the beginning of time, and now Coach Kilberg with his thoughts on this year's TJ team, which is coming off their first loss last week.
It's always a fun game to look forward to. It's a couple games in now, so each teams are kind of starting to find and establish their identity a little bit. It's town bragging rights, you know, for the whole year. We got it last year in a pretty convincing fashion, but that was last year. This year's a new year. They're a lot better ball team. They're still throwing the ball around very well, but they also have established their ground game. I felt like last year they struggled to do that, and this year, through the ground so far, their tailback, you know, had 200 yards against Storm Lake team, and you know, they're starting to figure out their identity a little bit. So it'll be a good ball game coming up with these guys here this week.
Peter Kilberg, AL head coach, ALTJ, the night in Council Bluffs. Pete Turner providing reports from that one. Also tonight, Bishop Heelan Catholic against Sioux City North, and MOC Floyd Valley is at Lamar's. I also want to let you know about some KMA Land 8-player non-district action as well that's on the schedule. Didn't touch on this the first time around. Fremont Mills against Waco. That's at Central Decatur in Leon. Tom Moore will be there for that. Also, Glidden Ralston at Boyer Valley, Moravia at Winfield Mount Union, and Mormon Trail at Collins Maxwell. That's a full rundown of the 11-player and a couple of 8-player games there. We're going to take a break and head into Missouri and Nebraska, Platte Valley, King City, Syracuse, Palmyra, Johnson County Central, all on deck. It is the Barrett Auto Center High School Football Preview Show.